Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I am recording late because I had a meeting with, well, a meeting, not really a meeting. So the church orchestra that I'm in, the orchestra leader decided to have a Zoom meetup, just I guess so we could see each other and, you know, fellowship. So we could fellowship. And she said it was not going to be very long, and it started. It is now 7:08 p.m. Central Time, and the meeting started at 6 o'clock. And she said, oh, it's not going to be very long. I won't keep you guys. I know you guys all have stuff to do, but I just wanted us to get together and say hi and then, you know, also kind of talk about what's going to happen and when we're going to get back together and all that kind of good stuff. Here in Arkansas, churches are allowed to start meeting again, but you have to do all this. Everyone has to be wearing masks. You have to be, 10 to 12 feet apart. So my church is now, they're starting doing live services on Sunday. I'm not going to go, but they have a sign up on the website. So they have a limited number of people that can attend. And then I'm assuming they have to space everyone out and have assigned seating or something. I don't know. And everyone has to wear a mask, and I don't know. There's all this stuff. And whatever. I mean, whatever your thoughts about, is it too soon? What, you know, it probably is. But that's what my state is doing. I'm not going to go. Also, there's no choir or orchestra, and apparently they've done a lot of calling to various people, CDC, different people in Harvard, I don't know, all these experts in coronavirus and how to keep yourself safe and all that. And they're basically saying singing choirs and orchestras and bands and stuff like that, because you're singing is, you know, breathing air out. You're breathing a lot of air out. Playing instruments, you're just basically spitting out into the air is basically what you're doing. They're saying they don't know when it's going to be safe to do that again. So we may not have any orchestra stuff until a vaccine exists. So it may be another year. I don't mean just my church. I mean just in general. There may be no like orchestra or choir or anything like that because, you know, all of the spittle that's coming out of everyone's instruments and mouths and stuff like that. So I don't know when we're going to have orchestra again, which, you know, it's fine. I can play at home, and I haven't, but I should practice. I should start practicing now so I don't forget how to play. But anyway, we had that meeting, and oh my God, it went so long, and she had this game, and then everyone's just kind of sitting there, not really talking all that much. And then finally, at the end, she wanted prayer requests because, you know, that's what you got to do when you're meeting with the church group. And I didn't want to just be all like, oh, got a jet, you know, got to record my podcast. So then it's so funny because I was on the Zoom on one of my computers that I use in recording podcasts and stuff. Not the one that I record on, but it's the one that I Skype, you know, when I do my co-hosted shows, it's the one that I Skype. And I started recording and I thought, oh my God, what if I didn't successfully close the Zoom meeting? What if they're hearing me right now? Because I left a little bit earlier than ever. I finally said, after the prayer, I said, all right, guys, it's been lovely to see everyone. You know, it's been great to see you guys, but I have to go now. And so I left the meeting. But then when I started recording the show, I thought, oh my God, you know, what if these church people hear me saying, you know, hello, everyone, welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show over there. And they would be so confused as well, right? So I did that. Other than that, I just worked. We have no update on the house. Nothing has happened since I recorded yesterday. I did get a, you know, Archer tweeted me and said, you know, I don't know if he enjoyed it, but it sounded like he enjoyed the 15-minute show that I did by mistake yesterday. But Fatty, of course, had to chime in. But, you know, as you do if you're Fatty, and he said, I don't remember what he said. I'm going to look here. He said content question mark or something like that. And I responded to Fatty and said, how dare you And I thanked Archer because I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you enjoy listening. Some people enjoy listening to this rambling BS. So we still need to work out. We need to do our P90X. I've got to cook dinner because I'm trying to cook more often, and I've got meat that's going to go bad if I don't cook it tonight. And I was like looking at my watch. And the thing is, it's one of those rambling, you know, sort of, there was no agenda. They just wanted to, you know, she had some little group game that we all played. But other than that, it was just like rambling BS. And I was like, oh my God. I did finally get today during work, during meetings and stuff, when I had to just kind of sit there and listen and do nothing else, I actually did get all of the walls of my house created in Blender. So I had the Blender 3D application up on my computer here. And while I had several meetings today, but they were not meetings that I needed to be actively speaking. And so I would put my headphones on and listen to the meeting. And then I think I told you guys I had imported the floor plan. And so you're able to go in and kind of make things transparent where you can see the floor plan and you can put it on the floor, air quotes, of the 3D space. And then you can create all your walls and make sure they match. And so I got the walls all the way around the first floor done. So I am getting the hang of it, but man, there's so much more. I can't even figure out I wanted to put some bricks on it to add some brick texture. And that's another thing that I have to like get good at. You have to learn how to do it. And I am learning what a lot of the shortcuts are to do things. But again, it's going to take me a long time to figure out exactly how to do everything. But I have walls. I don't have a floor. I don't have ceiling, but I do have walls now. So another thing I need to do tonight is I need to create a newsletter to send out to everyone for the Pride 48 event, because I haven't done that yet. And I need to send out to all the people who are on the list just to let them know, hey, we're going to be doing the June event. We're going to be registering people soon. You know, think about what slots they might want to do their show. And I haven't done that yet. And so I need to write that up and get that sent out tonight or tomorrow. And I've also got to go and do a couple of things on the website. I need to remove I don't know. Scotty tweeted me and told me I needed to remove the New Orleans info from the website, because we did announce, if anyone hasn't heard yet, that we're going to do a virtual event like the June event, but it'll probably be something completely different than June, but we are going to do something, but it'll be virtual. And so I haven't put that on the website yet, and I haven't removed anything about New Orleans yet. But now I'm a really rebellious person, and I don't like it. Well, I don't want to go into this, but basically it bothers me when someone tells me I need to do something that I know that I need to do. And then I have this little rebellious streak that's like, fine, I'm not going to do it then. So now I'm like, I don't want to do it now. He told me to do it. I don't want to do it. Then it seems like I'm just obeying him, like he's my master or something, telling me what to do. But I do need to do that as well. I also have to change the link on the website for the chat room to point to our Discord, so I stop confusing people. So I have all kinds of things I need to do. I got Pride 48. I need to cook. I need to work out. I don't feel like doing anything, to be honest. And I have all this architectural stuff I need to do. Maybe I will get so good at 3D modeling that I'll become a famous 3D modeling person, and everyone will want to come to me to do their 3D model. So I'll be like a sought after 3D modeler for architects and designers and I don't know, anyone who needs a 3D model. And I'll be rich and famous as a 3D modeler. I doubt it. Other than that, we're just sitting here waiting around for our appraisal to get done this week, and hopefully we can close sooner rather than later, so that we can actually, I don't know, start planning things like getting the internet connected, getting, you know, all the stuff that we need to get done, getting the movers scheduled for the house. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that we need to do. And we're just waiting on the process to kind of finish out. It's kind of a boring part of the process, actually. And because the loan was already approved, so there's not really, you know, there's not really anything to be stressed about. But it's just like, ah, I want it to be over now. I want it to be over. All right. Well, there you go. Pray for me, everybody, in your Zoom prayer meetings. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.